WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Labor Day has come and gone, but big-time summer heat, that is still here in much of the country. Lots of triple-digit feels like, with some big city school systems scrambling to cool the kids or let them stay home with the AC.
In Austin, we'll probably get to 107 tomorrow. Same thing for Waco and College Station. So a whole lot of records being broken. By the time you get into Saturday, we begin to cool things down, but we're still breaking records in the West and Southwest all the way into Sunday.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson. It is far out in the Atlantic and it is not expected to hit U.S. land, but Hurricane Lee is now a Category 5 storm, meaning winds of 160 miles an hour. That could mean dangerous beach conditions on the whole East Coast in a couple of days and Caribbean islands before then.
Large swells likely to reach the Lesser Antilles, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico through the weekend.
National Hurricane Center spokeswoman Maria Torres. A new study leads AAA to strongly recommend keeping kids under 10 in restraints while in cars, correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
Child restraints do save lives. They reduced fatalities by 71% for infants younger than 1 year of age and by 54% for children 1 to 4.
A one-time television situation comedy star now faces 30 years to life in prison in a decades-old rape case involving two then-fellow members of the Church of Scientology.
It took 2 decades for Danny Masterson to be found guilty of rape. The actor, best known for his role in That 70s Show, had been convicted in May of raping two women back in 2003. A jury deadlocked on a third count.
CBS News correspondent Carter Evans in Los Angeles. With migrants being bussed in from the southern border to big cities thousands of miles away, New York City schools have opened with nearly 20,000 new children with parents seeking asylum.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams sounded off on the flow of migrants to NYC.
Started with a madman down in Texas, decided he wanted to bus people up to New York City.
Thousands of them arriving on buses from Texas. Without federal dollars to help, the mayor says there is no space or money to house them.
CBS News correspondent Omar Villafranca. A new Justice Department report concludes that New Jersey failed its veterans during the COVID-19 pandemic. That story from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The scathing report outlines failures at VA facilities in Menlo Park and in Paramus. They include poor communication and staff incompetence that allowed the virus to spread virtually unchecked.
Rescuers from across Europe are trying to save an American researcher 3,000 feet deep in a Turkish cave. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. I'm calling this the Hardball Edition.
Nice, Crudy. Hardball. Happy, happy Friday Eve to you, Crudy. Nate, working hard on the board. Quick, before we get going, man, got to say a quick shout out. Happy birthday to my mother. 78 years young and beautiful. I got a chance to see her today. My brother and sister, my brother-in-law. So happy birthday, Ma. I love you.
Did you buy lunch? What'd you do for Mom? Did you bring her a gift? You're terrible about gifts.
Yeah, come on. Of course, man. We had cookies and fruit, and she got some shawls for the place. So, yeah, she's
shawls. She's looking
good. Yes, yes. Some clothes. Mom needs clothes.
You gave her a shawl. You bought your mom a shawl?
Well, actually,
where do you go shopping?
Talbot's, man. Talbot's, her favorite store from when we were growing up.
You'll have to take me shawl shopping.
You don't even have to judge or criticize. You could just say, happy birthday, Ma.
Happy birthday, Mama. Mama Salvia. Dom, this big show. Today, we got a big guest coming up a little bit later. A Washington Post reporter here in the Solidarity Realty, the WMDX Mad Radio Studios, Patrick Marley. Now, we've known Patrick since his days as a Cub reporter with the Journal Sentinel, the paper of record here in the great state of Wisconsin. But he will be, I believe, our second Washington Post reporter. Dave Weigel, although he's moved on.
Oh, that's right. Dave, is he no longer with the Post?
He's not with the Post anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But Patrick Marley is.
Yeah, look forward to catching up with Patrick Marley. Used to see him around all the events. Of course, he was working for the Journal then, and we were just, you know, running, chasing the circus for the radio show. So look forward to catching up to Patrick. Good cat.
He'll be here with me about 5:15, staying for a while. So stick around. Patrick Marley in the happier happy hour. Dom, you know, it's a NFL football kickoff evening, and, you know, your second favorite team, your always quick to claim your Detroit roots.
My Lions, baby.
The Lions playing against the KC Chiefs. They'll go down 0-1 right off the top. Yeah.
They're young and they're scrappy. They're hungry, Crudy. But, you know, for our mutual fantasy football team, we do have Patrick Mahomes, Crudy, as our quarterback. I say our because you're supposed to log in and do some things. And once you do that, it will become our team. Until then, I'm the one making the calls, and I'm starting Patrick Mahomes tonight.
You're the Paul Westhead, and I'm Patrick Riley. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Sure. You know what a write-off is, Jerry.
They were co-coaches of the Lakers. I've been watching this show, this Lakers show. But anyways, so we got a big game tonight. Are we starting Patrick Mahomes against the Lions? I think we will. Don't you?
I think we will. Yeah, I think that's probably a wise choice.
Is he our number one draft pick? Is he our?
I believe he is, yes.
Well, here's the other question. Since apparently you didn't include me in the actual draft portion of the team.
Well, what?
I mean, any other players on the team you want to let me know about?
No, man. When you click on that link in your email, you can find out everything you need to know.
Oh. Do we have a name yet?
Yes, we do. I had to put something in there, Crudy. We are in our.
Is it a placeholder? It's a placeholder because whatever you say, I'm not going to like it. You know that.
We are.
What's our placeholder name?
The Devil's Rejects. Well, homage to Rob Zombie, man, the greatest horror series ever.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You know, kind of like the Devil's Advocates, you know, goes with the Devils, you know.
I see the connection.
Okay.
But you know.
But what? What?
Let's just say I'm suspicious. I'm skeptical. That is not the tame. The hey, name man, you know, of when, a championship you, team, the Devil's
you know,
Rejects.
The cool thing is when you log on and click on your link, you'll be able to get administrator duties, and you can download, and you can put in your own little icon for your helmet. You can rename the team. You can have full reign as administrator, Crudy, but I'm the one that got it up and running. You're welcome.
Thank you. As if I needed one more thing on the calendar this year, co-managing a fantasy football team called the Devil's Rejects with you.
It's yeah, baby.
Not
going
amongst
all
them.
The way. Glorious victory for the Devil's Rejects.
Well, Dom, I have another suggested name for the team. I like the Hardballs. No, not that Hardball.
No, okay.
Do you miss Chris Matthews and a tingle going up his leg yet?
You know, not really.
I liked Hardball.
It was okay.
That was the Hardball theme. Thanks, Nate. Dom, the Hardballs. Could we call the team that? Because I believe in playing Hardball. I'm playing rough in the driveway, playing tackle football on the concrete. That's my kind of sport, Dom.
No blood, no foul, Crudy. Rubbins racing. Is that what you're telling me?
Although I got to tell you, I was up at the campgrounds with my wife at her father-in-law's last Sunday, I think it was. And I bent over to tie my shoe or fix my sandal, whatever I was wearing. And she just did like a Reggie White blindside. Like I was going to have a snot bubble coming out of my nose. Just, I'm like, what the? You know, because she's giggling. She's laughing like a hyena. But I almost went ass over tea kettle. And, you know, I barely caught myself falling over lawn furniture and stuff. And I'm like, you know, as much as I love my beloved wife, what the hell are you doing? Don't do that. Don't stick your shoulder in my ribs when I'm bent over. So she was playing hardball with me, Dom.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
man.
How we do it in our family. We that's play a little hardball.
That's how you show a little
you
love.
You name names.
Man.
Robin's racing. Robin's racing. That's what you do. So if you have a suggestion, perhaps something better than Devil's Reject, you can always contribute here at 844-967-2789. But Dom, little op-ed Dave Zweifel over at the Cap Times. I think I think it's time we start playing a little hardball up in here. Let's see what he means. Court liberals are playing hardball, and it's about time. I'm going to read. You know how the people love when I do the reading alouding, Dom.
Yes, they do.
It amuses me that, air quotes, liberals in Wisconsin are often criticized by their supporters for not playing hardball. I occasionally level that criticism, Dom. Like their Republican counterparts always seem to do. But when they do manage to show some backbone, they get pummeled by those same critics. No, I'm not criticizing. The rumbling at the state Supreme Court that began last month when the so-called liberal justices became the court's new majority is a prime example. Republicans made it clear in the early 2000s that the elected courts were to be the new battleground to fight to impose their political agenda on government, and Wisconsin was no exception. Controlling the high courts by electing justices who agree with your priorities is as good as, if not better than, winning governorships and legislatures. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's biggest business lobby, was eager to test it. The deep-pocketed special interest took the gloves off in 2008. This one still sticks in my craw, Dom. When Wisconsin's first black justice, the respected Lewis Butler, who had been appointed to fill a vacancy on the court 4 years earlier by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, was running for a full 10-year term on the court. WMC and the Republican establishment pulled out all the stops in backing neophyte circuit court judge. He was probably corrupted even then. Michael Gableman. Yes, the same Michael Gableman who some 14 years later would embarrass the state with a sham GOP-sponsored investigation of Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election results. Here's a quote. It, the 2008 election, court election, was absolutely transformative, according to University of Wisconsin political science law professor Howard Schwaber. Hope I got that right. 2008 marks the beginning of the conversion of Wisconsin judicial politics to just an extension of partisan politics by other means.
Cody Gableman portrayed himself as a staunch conservative during the campaign and then injected race into the contest, attacking his opponent for defending an accused rapist when Butler was a young Milwaukee lawyer. Some 20 years later, and after having served some time in prison, the same man was charged with another rape, and Gableman blamed it all on Butler. Although the legal profession accused Gableman of running a misleading ad, WMC, the Koch brothers, Wisconsin Club for Growth, and other right-wing groups continued to spend unprecedented sums of money on Gableman's campaign, nearly $3 million combined. Butler's campaign, according to an account by Wisconsin Public Radio, contended that it was inappropriate for a judicial candidate to claim to be either liberal or conservative because you're trying to send a signal that if you vote with me, I'll vote with you. And that's not what the justice system is all about. Well, Mr. Nice Guy lost, and conservatives soon gained control of the court using similar tactics in subsequent court races. With allies in the GOP-controlled legislature, they engineered a constitutional amendment to effectively remove liberal Shirley Abrahamson as Chief Justice. They played hardball.
Oh, I remember, Dom. I remember.
They played hardball in changing the court's rules, closing what had been open deliberation hearings, and essentially running roughshod over the liberal wing of the court. WMC got its wish and was even allowed to write the rules for when a justice should recuse her or himself. Recusal wasn't necessary, the new rules maintained, for accepting campaign donations from parties involved in cases before the court, like WMC, for example. The business lobby proved beyond all reasonable doubt that its interests were more important than good government.
Dom, we'll have to come back.
Yeah. Okay, because
you're not going to get all this in.
Well, there's only a few more paragraphs, but you're right. We won't get it in.
Don't brush yourself.
Dave Zweifel. Yeah. Let's not forget what they have done up until now.
Think the Republicans are going to play hardball with Protasiewicz? I suspect they will. I think an impeachment will come down the pike. Despite the fact she has yet to rule on a single case as a Supreme Court justice, so what? By any means necessary. It's not about her misconduct. It's about their will being exerted despite the will of the voters. Voters be damned. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, not Devil's Rejects. Perhaps the Hardball Edition. Thursday, Friday Eve.
Shame on you.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight and the possibility of some patchy fog. 48 degrees and light northeast winds. You'll encounter some of that fog to start your Friday morning. Then gradually skies turning sunny. We'll top out near 74. Saturday could also start off with fog, but we'll see sunshine and near 80 in the late day. Right now it's 58.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your mother warned you about the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back on the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic talking about playing a little hardball up in here. Now, you and I... Never mind mixing it up in the corners, sort of hockey style or something of that sort. You know, we are the, never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble. Dom Little op-ed piece at the Cap Times. You know, playing Mr. Nice Guy didn't work out for Lewis Butler. And the corrupted Michael Gableman kind of started this process of playing hardball through the courts. And it started with what at least was an unethical ad. Certainly it was race baiting. And of course, the problem is the court is the only one that gets the right to rule on whether or not the court or member thereof has somehow broken the judicial ethics. So the court basically stalemated and let Gableman off the hook for his actions getting elected to that very same court. See how convenient that is.
Well, let's not forget the funding mechanism as well. And I think this is very important. I'm glad Zweifel brought it up, reminding everyone who funded this. WMC, the aforementioned Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Koch brothers, Wisconsin Club for Growth, $3 million combined. Then they went on, as Zweifel reminds us, to write the recusal rules, you know, so they don't, the judges don't have to recuse themselves if they get, you know, if WMC comes in front of them just because they gave them money.
Well, and that actually came out, that was borne out, Tom. If you recall, conservative Justice David Prosser had to decide whether or not he was going to recuse on the very cases where the litigants were Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and I believe Wisconsin Club for Growth. And they also gave Prosser in a subsequent elective cycle millions of dollars, millions. You'll recall that fight between him and Kloppenberg. And the lost votes in Waukesha County and Kathy Nicholas, the heroine that she was, she found the missing votes for Brookfield that brought Prosser back to the court. And Dom, it's kind of been downhill from there. And when these litigants came before the court, well, Prosser, who got elected in no small part with their grandiose multi-million dollar expenditures on his behalf, decided he didn't have to recuse because it had been over a year since they gave him the money.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who could remember what we did a year ago?
You know what? 11 months, it would have been problematic, but over a year? No, man. It's all good. Give totally me millions. Fine. And I'll totally be fine. Completely unclouded and it won't even be perceived as a conflict of interest when you give me millions of dollars to get me elected, of course. So what does Janet Protasiewicz agreed to do, Dom? She's already made a prior pledge, and I wouldn't have done even this because no recusal pledge that these Wisconsin Supreme Court members are willing to sign would force any recusal for any reason effectively. But she has already said she will recuse if the litigant before the court is the multi-million dollar donor to her campaign, the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. Well, that ain't good enough for them, right? Well, she won't recuse on an issue that she's prejudged, they claim. Well, Zweifel thinks, you know, maybe a little hardball's in order, Dom.
I concur. Let's jump back into the piece from the Cap Times. The court, proceeded to fast-track cases brought by Republicans over everything from COVID-19 restrictions to election procedures, outlawing ballot drop boxes and making it illegal to fix minor mistakes on absentee ballot envelopes. It accepted yet another GOP gerrymandered redistricting considered to be the worst in the nation. And it showed its allegiance to the American democracy by nearly voting to overturn Wisconsin's 2020 presidential vote. Had it not been for a fellow conservative, Kruti's hero, Brian Hagedorn, voting to uphold the election, Wisconsin's high court would have been the only one in the nation to sanction Donald Trump's election lies.
I know you joke about that, but Brian Hagedorn should be all of our hero, at least in this specific incident, because were it not for Hagedorn's resistance, there were three conservatives on that court willing to throw out 200,000 votes or at least consider doing so in the will of Wisconsin voters. Hagedorn was the wall. I mean, that's scary. We preserve democracy by one Hagedorn.
Now, Kruti, the tables have turned. Janet Protasiewicz's election has given the liberals on the court the edge, and they have decided to play hardball too. First, they fired the court administrator appointed by the old conservative majority and replaced him with a choice of their own. Then they changed the chief justice's power to give them more say in the administration of the court. That's got the conservatives wailing, especially the hyper-partisan justice, Rebecca Bradley. That's the bad Bradley. Long one of the court's biggest bullies for far-right causes. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, one of the architects of the obscene gerrymander, promises to impeach Protasiewicz if she doesn't recuse herself from a challenge to the redistricting that has kept his party in power for more than a decade. She had the audacity to tell voters how she feels about gerrymanders and abortion laws, like Gableman openly discussed his conservative views to rally Republicans back in 2008. But it's also got many court-watching liberals wringing their hands, claiming it's too divisive, it doesn't look good, it seems to be unfair, it's messy. The conservative court administrator is a good guy. The liberals are looking as mean as the conservatives. Well, maybe, for once, that's a good thing. Dave Zweifel opines over at the Cap Times.
Laying down the law. Well, there's a new law in town. It's a 4-3 liberal majority. If they can keep it, Dom. What do you think's going to happen? I understand they're going into session next Thursday, both the Assembly and the Senate. Do you think there will be a proposition put forth in the Assembly first to impeach Janet Protasiewicz? Or will they wait till later in the month?
I think they'll go right up to the edge on this. I don't think ultimately they'll do it. The blowback will be monumental to the scale they have never experienced in their political lives before. They want to go down that road? I don't think they do.
I think they do. Bring it. It's already been broadened. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. How hot is it? Well, it depends. In some big cities, hot enough to keep school kids back home where it's cooler.
It may not be the popular opinion. I think it's a little crazy. We all went to school when we were younger, whether it was snow, heat. We all survived.
I thought it was way too hot, and she's been coming home complaining, so I think it was a smart decision.
There in Providence, Rhode Island, a worrisome report about car risks to smaller kids.
New findings show nearly half of children from newborn to 10 years old who were injured in a crash We're not using a car seat or a booster. That from AAA.
Correspondent Chris Van Cleve. One-time TV comedy star Danny Masterson sentenced to 30 years to life in prison, convicted of two rapes.
His victims testified just prior to the sentencing, calling Masterson a true coward and heartless monster. You relish in hurting women. It's your addiction.
Far from land, but Hurricane Lee is now a Category 5 storm in the Atlantic. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Hump Day Edition. We'll take your calls throughout. We got some fine guests coming later, though, so be quick with the dial-in. 844-967-2789. Wisconsin Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agar joins me here in the Solidarity Realty Studios, 505. A little bit later in the show, Dom, we've got a candidate for the third. I want to make sure I get her name right. Tara Johnson. Tara Johnson joining us at 5:50 today. But let's get to the phones quickly. 844-967-2789. I got a little recusal hypocrisy to talk about, Dom, but First let's talk with Jeannie, our pal from Eau Claire. Jeannie, how you doing, sister?
Hey, Jeannie.
Good, man. You guys are doing a great job as usual, and it's exciting to hear about the new candidate in my area to get rid of the insurrectionists. But I just wanted to quick make a comment about the modus operandi of the Republicans in this great state of Wisconsin. You know, they have a history of trying to overturn elections by fraud and abuse of power. So hopefully, two times and they're out, they try this one. It isn't going to be any good. And Janet should stay right in there, and she put her robe on because we elected her. She didn't do anything wrong, and call their bluff.
But, Jean, if left to the will of the voters, you know, Republicans could lose their stranglehold over legislative control in the state of Wisconsin. They don't want that to happen.
Consequences, Jeannie.
But you know what? We're sick of it. And, you know, a lot of people are going to be aware of it. And I'm glad. You know what? Democrats should be putting advertisements on, because the public, you know, don't all, you know, are aware of your new station here. And they don't get the information. I have to tell you this one, though. This weekend, I couldn't believe it, but they had the insurrectionist on. He was visiting one farmer, about the farm bill. And I thought, I bet money he had his own tape recording or his own video of him speaking with one farmer. And it looked like, you know, they were kind of promoting him as caring about the farmers in our area. So, I mean, we do need a lot of different advertisements about what the Republicans are pulling in our state. So I just wanted to give you that feedback.
Jeannie, before we let you run off, let me ask you. Have we ever met you, like you joined us at a Devil's Advocate event party somewhere in the great white world out there?
No, but I heard is your station in Chippewa?
It is. It is.
Is it in an old drugstore in the downtown area?
It is.
That can sell a drug?
It's upstairs.
Okay. I used to live up. Oh, so it's upstairs.
It is.
Okay, so maybe, is there people there all the time that somebody might want to knock on the door?
Well, there are often people there. We've got Vine sales agent Katie. We've got our friend Pat Kreitlow. He often broadcasts from home. He gets up early, does his show on Wasota Lake up there. But Jeannie, I heard it's Oktoberfest next weekend.
Yeah, that's a great place. Now, I'm in Eau Claire now, so I'm not up there as much, but I was really excited when I heard where you were located. And no, you haven't met me, but I've been calling you for many years. You are my hero.
Yeah,
you
have. Well, let me ask you, Jeannie, if we came up next week, would you come meet us, and would you bring some friends, and could we party at Oktoberfest in Chippewa Falls together?
Well, the guy will have my phone number. You can give me a call and we can talk about it.
I want to put you down for a solid maybe, Gene.
That's a definite maybe.
Come on, we're trying to solidify some plans here. I'm being way too specific just for babies.
Well, no. Tell him to write down my number or leave me on the phone and I'll give my number and you can give me a call.
All right. Sounds like one of Dom's girls in college.
What?
I can't talk to you on the phone. I'm sorry, Jeannie.
Call me back. Call me later. Thanks, Jeannie. Appreciate it. Yes, we're going to try to come up. Hope to see you and lots of other folks around town when we nail it all down.
844-967-2789. This show deserves to be on the road partying somewhere, don't we, Dom?
Yes.
The people deserve us.
It's our superpower. We should just rely on, you know, lean into what you're good at and going around partying, talking politics and meeting folks and drinking their beer. That's one thing we're good at.
I am literally sitting on a bar stool right now. Right. I ordered this from a bar stool supply company. Quite nice.
Ooh, so you know it's good.
Oh, it is quality. 844-967-2789. Want to talk about the hypocrisy, the recusal hypocrisy of the conservative bloc, but first a few more of your opinions. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I think, you know, I've got the point. I'm agreeing with Matt Flynn. She should just ignore what they try to do and just take her seat and let them sue her. But let them try to arrest her, and then they can actually come up with an actual charge rather than this bogus crap of... you might do this. She hasn't done anything yet. I mean,
the opinion of our esteemed colleague in broadcast, and he is a lawyer, but Matt thinks that she just ignores the impeachment action or what?
To say, well, it's bogus. I mean, they actually come up. She hasn't done anything. She hasn't committed a misdemeanor
Those that defend Trump said the same twice. And of course, literally, she has not, Mark.
I mean, you can't even make the comparison.
No, there's no comparison with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has spent a lifetime committing crimes, and people should have known that before he took office. That the man has been, what was the whole fraud thing at the Trump cut, the Trump U, that he defrauded people of all this money. He bragged about sexually assaulting women. I mean, that...
But none of that got him impeached, buddy. That was more like the criminal and the civil stuff. And hell, there's a whole litany of things that Trump has done wrong. But it was the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
She should insist then, if they're going to do it, insist on the trial right away. We're guaranteed the right to a speedy trial in this country. Say, fine, you've impeached me. I want the trial tomorrow.
Well, you presume fairness, and you presume that it is their goal to actually carry through with the impeachment process and not just sideline Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And we are speculating, at least I am, that's exactly what they intend. It's not the actual carrying through. They're not going to come through with a two-thirds conviction. I would hope there are a few Republican senators in the state of conscience, although, you know, I'm not counting votes at this point.
I would not take that action.
Correct. But I don't think it ever gets around to a Senate vote, because that would be the disastrous part, right? To publicly go out there and do this. But you can do it with 50 plus one in the assembly.
You realize that you can't use the legislative branch to sideline an elected Supreme Court justice indefinitely, man.
I mean, I think that's precisely what they intend to do. They may try,
but I mean, come on, man. You think that should be practical, allowable, legal?
I don't know. Right? Ask Fred Preen.
I mean, but he wasn't elected, man. That's an appointment. So these are different situations, are they not? You're talking about a statewide election won by 11
it's,
points.
It's also and about now, the abuse now, now of power,
a,
right?
A legislative body going to sideline the judicial
because they have a means to do so, Dom. It's the same objection.
It is not
objective power
that would be allowed indefinitely. It's one thing to go through.
No, but for a year?
No, I get it.
Two?
That's still too long. Absolutely not. You're impeding the ability of the judicial branch to perform their functions, man. No. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know what you call it, but hell no, man.
They can still function 3-3. Courts have done it often. On the death of a Supreme Court justice, on the U.S. Supreme Court, they often do. I mean, it's happened, dude. They've had vacancies on the court. That doesn't shut down the wheels of justice.
It's a forced vacancy to sideline an elected judge for zero legal, practical reasons.
Well, we'd go out to Jeannie's neck of the woods and lots of other necks of the woods here in the state of Wisconsin, and we'd be shouting it from the rooftops. This is unfair. This is reason to throw all the bums out. But yeah, if they go forward with this, it's not just going to be us amplifying it. It sounds like it'll be the Democratic Party and other millions.
Lots of other folks
amplifying just how beyond unfair this is an abuse of power. This is their intent. 844-967-2789. Vicky from Burlington. Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
Hi, Vicky.
Good, Cody. Hello, Dom. Love to hear you guys. You're rocking. Well, I actually called to once again give props to Jeannie. I don't care what anybody says. A G like her, an old G, who keeps calling. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks. She's going to say what she says, and she means it, and I appreciate her. But the reason I appreciate you, Jeannie, you know, honestly, you know, I respect her, and I want to be like her when I grow up. But also, Robin Voss, I live in Burlington. Voss, the popcorn king, he doesn't show up anywhere. He won't go to Gooseberry's. He doesn't know who likes him or who hates him. He's a scared rat. Like, let's not give him more power than he actually has. Okay? That's all I wanted to say. And also, Maggie Dawn and Anya rock. And I appreciate you guys so much for what you've done on Civic Radio. Thank you.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Pleasant Prairie Harvest Festival, September 22nd. What are you doing that weekend, Vicki? I'm looking for excuses to go out there. I'm looking for
excuses. With y'all? Yes, 100.
I want to go down to Robin Voss's district. Vicki, thanks for listening. Appreciate your call. Always like enthusiastic callers, Tom. But we got to go to Robin Voss's district. We got to start having these dialogues in his backyard. You know, it's going to be harder to ignore us. Not only do we play on the big 540 AM, that's the Beast of the East, Tom, but we're playing out in the first. That's Brian Stile. That's Robin Voss on the legislative level. And a lot of others. That's 1400 AM. You can listen to the Packers there this Sunday, 325 kickoff. Very excited about our WRJN because, Dom, not only is it a sports powerhouse of a radio station, it's going to allow us to talk mucho, you know what, about Robin Voss and his district. We got to go party down there, Dom. I want to go down to Mount Pleasant. Let's go down and tour Foxconn.
Foxconn,
how long will that take?
Not long at all, man. 844-967-2789. We have some callers holding. Please hold for a moment. I want to throw this out there, Crudy. If we talk about, you know, if what goes on and if Janet Protasiewicz would resign or step down or whatever the case is, if Governor Evers appointed someone, they'd have to be on the ballot for the next election. Now, I'm looking at the calendar from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. There's a 2024 spring primary on Tuesday, February 20th.
Yes. So if and there then, was multiple candidates, more than two, you'd have to narrow the field, and that would happen in the primary. Not a partisan primary per se, though, because a Supreme Court race, despite the support of the Democratic Party for Protasiewicz, and of course the Republicans for Kelly Pryor, a nonpartisan race they claimed on.
Now then the April spring and presidential preference election, that April primary. Now, I want to be clear here.
That's when we would select. That is when we, the people of Wisconsin, would select if there was a new Supreme Court justice, because Protasiewicz was impeached. Even if it was the assignment of the governor, it is my understanding Protasiewicz would, or pardon me, that race would be on the ballot, on the same ballot as the presidential primary for the Republicans, because of course we would think Trump is a shoo-in at this point, but you know, a couple indictments might get in the way between here and the nomination.
So Democrats could then let their feelings be known. If you wanted to play the game, the Crudy game, the vote for the other guy, they could weigh in on the Republican presidential primary and then also vote for a nonpartisan Wisconsin Supreme Court justice.
Yes, you could literally
I don't think turnout would necessarily, if that's the scenario, that turnout would be as a big of concern as it might otherwise.
Well, it would just be the reinforcement of the Biden vote. There's no competition. It's not a competitive primary on the Democratic side.
As of right now, yes.
Well, yes. Nobody's still a long primary away, Joe Biden. Come back. More devils. Somebody primary Dom.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover.
of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight and the possibility of some patchy fog. 48 degrees and light northeast winds. You'll encounter some of that fog to start your Friday morning. Then gradually skies turning sunny. We'll top out near 74. Saturday could also start off with fog, but we'll see sunshine and near 80 in the late day. It's 57 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Wisconsin State Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard going to join us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Make sure you stick around.
Dominic, let's take one or two and then we'll sneak to an article I want to get in this hour. Ben from Sun Prairie. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ben.
Good afternoon. So I was curious because impeachment is a political process, and I'm thinking whether you should or could do that. You certainly can do that. But my question is, any other impeachment process, the incumbent can continue to do their job. So why in this case is that different where a person who's undergoing an impeachment process couldn't rule on a gerrymandered case, for instance?
Well,
and
Ben,
second
that,
to that,
that is our understanding of Wisconsin law. That's not our interpretation. That's what we've been told by legal experts and prior reporting. Ben.
Okay. Yeah, I was just curious if that was in the statutory piece.
Yeah,
it's, or not.
I believe so it is, Ben. That part is the non-negotiable part. That is in the law, my understanding. Someone that's actively being impeached. I wonder how that works in Texas, the Attorney General actively being impeached, the Republican Attorney General by a Republican Senate right now. But anyways, that seems like there is malfeasance. Nothing to really see here. They just don't like the fact that she's probably going to rule against them, predicated on, you know, her opinion that the maps are rigged.
Sounds fair. Thank you. Have a great
there's no fair and love in politics, Ben. Appreciate your listenership. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice changes tune on recusal she opposed. Peter Cameron, the Badger Project. I found this piece, Tom, over at the Cap Times. Right-wing Supreme Court Justice Rebecca Bad Bradley recently denounced the court's left-wing majority in her dissent in a minor decision in a redistricting case. Here's the quote, Tom. Despite receiving nearly $10 million from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin and declaring the maps rigged, new Justice Janet Protasiewicz has not recused herself from the case. Bradley wrote in August, using a pejorative term for the Democratic Party, often used by Republicans, what you call them, Demorats?
Democrat Party.
Oh, I see. These four left-wing justices will adopt new maps to shift power away from Republicans and bestow an electoral advantage for Democrat candidates, fulfilling one of Protasiewicz's many promises to be the principal funder of her campaign.
Wait, is she actually suggesting that bestowing an electoral advantage for Republican candidates would also be unacceptable?
Oh, no. That's
No. Okay.
Just the way the chips fell with those least changed maps that she ruled upon, Dom. Now, Bradley is right about the huge sums of cash Protasiewicz received from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which gave her about $10 million in her 2023 campaign. But she left out a relevant nugget of information. Bradley voted against a rule that would have forced the state high court justices to recuse themselves in cases involving their campaign donors.
Uh-oh.
So she had a choice, and she voted against it, Dom. You want to take over here?
Yeah, I'll jump on here. Crudy again from the Cap Times. The issue dates to 2017 when a group of retired judges asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to enact a ban barring justices from ruling on cases involving an individual or organization that had donated to a justice's campaign. At the time, the 5-2 conservative majority controlled the court. Bradley joined her right-wing colleagues, which included current Chief Justice Annette Ziegler, to kill the proposed recusal rule. The petition asks us to infringe the First Amendment rights of people of Wisconsin who wish to participate in judicial elections, either through supporting a candidate directly or speaking out on issues in a judicial race, Bradley wrote in her opinion. The people of Wisconsin, like everybody else in this country, have a First Amendment right to do that. They have a First Amendment right to speak out in favor of the judges they support and in opposition to the judges they oppose without being penalized for exercising their free speech rights. In my mind, this petition is somewhat shocking in its disregard for the Wisconsin Constitution and the United States Constitution, particularly the First Amendment. Bradley's stance on Protasiewicz's recusal is inconsistent. Ed Miller, a political science professor emeritus at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point and a longtime watcher of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, wrote in an email, "Often people think that the court is not a political body," he added. "In fact, it is and always has been." Bradley did not respond to a request for comment sent to the court's public information officer. During the campaign, Protasiewicz promised to recuse herself from cases involving the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which had already donated large sums to her campaign. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is currently considering two different redistricting cases. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is not a direct participant in either, although the party has a vested interest in the case's outcomes. Yeah, everybody does. Many experts say Wisconsin is one of the most gerrymandered states in the country in favor of the Republicans who drew the maps. State law allows individuals to donate up to $20,000 per election to a candidate for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But a legal loophole in Wisconsin permits unlimited donations to political parties, and parties also have no limits on how much they can donate to candidates. So huge sums can circumvent campaign finance limits by flowing through parties to candidates. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Jeanine Jeske and Lewis Butler both signed the donor recusal petition back in 2017.
Dominic,
so Bradley had an option.
Yes, she could have voted for the recusal rule. She now bemoans the lack thereof. This campaign finance law here in the state of Wisconsin, unlimited money flowing to the political parties, even from corporate donations, my understanding, maybe I get that part wrong, but I believe you can give corporate donations.
You can give
the
party as much money as you want, in my understanding, yes.
And then the party can turn around and reallocate that money back to a campaign. So what would seem obscene as a direct contribution to an individual candidate and blow campaign finance laws out of the water is completely acceptable when you give it to the Republican or Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. And here in the state, currently, through the rainmaking leadership of Ben Wickler, the Democrats seem to be better at this game. Isn't it ironic, Tom? I still feel like as I hear this being described, I'm like, isn't that the definition of money laundering?
To take money from a source and funnel it through an intermediary to make it legal. It's a workaround, man. It's a joke. I mean, we have no campaign finance laws. I mean, if the only difference is you can't direct the money that you're giving to the party, well, let me tell you something. If you're giving the party huge sums of money, you can probably, you know, suggest where they might want to spend it if you have that kind of cash. So it's a joke, and it's a joke because the Republicans want it that way. And as you mentioned, the irony, Crudy, they're getting beat at their own game.
So, Ben Wickler, if you got some extra cash laying around, feel free to give it to Civic Media. And then stick around, because we got a fine guest coming in studio here in Madison next. She is State Senator Melissa Agard. She is the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat, friend of ours. Come back, more Devils.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This